Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to spend these next few minutes together with me as we continue on in a message, having done all, stand therefore. And we were looking at the importance of a command given in the Word of God, and that is to be enduring, to be persistent, to be persevering, to have patience and long-suffering in trials, because that's a very aspect of the very nature of Jesus and of God, to be long-suffering, to endure the things that, it says, Jesus, He endured the contradiction of sinners against Him. And if we are to be like Jesus in the earth, and we are, then having His very character and nature is going to produce a negative response from those who are in the enemy's camp. Just as they reviled Jesus, just as they persecuted Jesus, just as they misunderstood Him, and as they spoke evil things about Him and lied, we should not be surprised if we experience the same thing. So we are commanded to, having done everything, withstanding, doing what Bible tells us to do, there's a period of standing. Paul prays for the Colossian church that they may be strengthened with all might according to His glorious power. What? Unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. That's what his prayer, because he knew the churches, as any leader understands, not only in that world, in that realm centuries ago, but in our present lives, that is what is required. James 5 and 8 declares, "Be also patient, establish your heart, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh." Ephesians 4 and 2 says, "We're to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we are called." Quoting, "with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." And remember, in the 8th chapter of the Gospel of Luke, Jesus describes the parable of the sower, verse 15, "But that," and of course the seed is the Word of God, "on good ground are they which in an honest and good heart..." Are you with me so far? Can you say, "Yes, Lord, that's what I've done"? "Having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit." Should I stop there? Well, there's not a period there. It says, "keep it and bring forth fruit with patience." So obviously, patience is going to be required. All right, we see having long-suffering and patience is a command of the Word of God, and it's also a byproduct of trials. That's why God allows trials to come into our lives. How is patience produced? By trials. If you ask the Lord for patience, have you found He will abundantly answer that request? In Romans 5 and 3, the Word tells us, "We glory in tribulations, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed." And of course, this passage, which is a high challenge for every one of us, James 1, 2, and 3, "Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing that the trying of your faith worketh patience." And this is really the point of what I shared on that first broadcast this week, the things that I was experiencing, just that heaviness, there was nothing specific, but sometimes there's just an atmosphere of great heaviness and attack and oppression against that you can sense spiritually. Well, are we willing to do what God asks us to do? And are we able to praise Him? See, that's the key. And I just thank the Lord. I've grown enough that I was able to do those things that the Word declares. And that oppression did lift. Immediately? No. But I persisted. Just like the Word says, having done all, I was standing. I had to stand. And that's what God is encouraging your heart. Don't be faint-hearted. Don't be weak. Don't be discouraged. You haven't done anything wrong. The enemy just may be attacking you. But God will give you deliverance as you pray and praise God and thank Him. You're going to see deliverance come. Praise God. So let's go on. How is faith tried? Well, by many things, by spiritual, physical, financial battles, enduring hardship. In Matthew 10:22, it talks about persecution. Jesus said, these are strong words, beloved, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. So there's persecution, and also there's a reference in the Word of God to the chastening of the Lord. I just not give you my opinion. Let me just read it. In chapter 12, verses 5 through 11, and ye have forgotten, he was reminding the Hebrews, forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? Furthermore, verse 9, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they, verily, for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now, and he does, you know, this is where it's at. Now, no chastening for the present seems to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Praise God. And so we can experience chastening of the Lord. We can experience persecution, temptations. James 1:12 says, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he was tried, the scripture goes on to say, he shall receive a crown of life. And then in 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, verse 13, there's a wonderful promise that we, sometimes when we feel we can't take anymore, God is faithful, the Word tells us, who will not allow you to be tested above ye are able. But I have to confess, there's times in my life that I felt He was taking me to the absolute limit, that I couldn't endure or take anymore. But He's a faithful God. He's a just God. And whatever He allows has a purpose. We may not understand it at the time. Many times we don't. Beloved, that's the point of walking in faith. But if we'll be obedient, we will see God's Word come into reality in our lives. It will come to pass. Praise God. So blessed is the man that endureth temptations. And sometimes we suffer. We haven't done a single thing wrong, but we will suffer wrongfully. 1 Peter 2:19 says, for this is thankworthy. This is something to be spiritually, proud. Well, happy that you're able to do it. For this is thankworthy. If a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully, That's thankworthy. But what glory is it if when ye be buffeted for your faults, ye take it patiently? But if when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable to God. Praise God. So what's the purpose of our trials? Well, it's to work patience. Isn't that right? Endurance, perseverance, the trying of our faith. And what occurs in trials, you know, it's one thing to be able to praise God and be happy and joyful when everything is just going fine. But when trials come our way, what is happening? God is watching us. He's proving us. He's trying the reins of our heart to search us and see if we're willing to follow His ways in love and obedience. You know, in Exodus, the 16th chapter, verse 4, the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no." And then a passage found in the 95th Psalm, verses 8 through 11, "Harden not your heart." This is a warning. "As in the provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness." This is a reference to that. "When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work, 40 long years was I grieved with this generation and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest." So we see patience and endurance is commanded us in the Word. It's a byproduct of trials. And also, beloved, it is a means whereby we inherit the promises of God. Why is it important? Because that's one of the ways we can achieve God's promises. The dealings of the Lord with His people are on a contractual or covenant nature. Well, we'll continue tomorrow, and I pray that you'll be able to join me at the same time. And if in any time you're not able to do that, feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org. You can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. But because I've been led of the Lord to take this time this week to share about the importance of what happens in our trials, I know some of you are going through some really sore and difficult times right now, so I invite you to write the announcer or share our contact information. There's power in agreeing prayer. We are to pray for one another, bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. So I invite you to write. God bless you. I love you. And I pray for you every day and until tomorrow. This is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.